West Frankfort Mayor Tom Jordan's on the other end of the line this morning. Morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today, sir?
Good morning. Doing very well. Thank you for asking.
By the way, Mike Murphy insisted the first thing I do is tell you good morning.
Oh, wow. We go back a long way, Mike and I do. They might sit alone.
Well, he said he used to go to churches all the time with you, and I would assume that you stepped far away from him as you entered the doorway. So
tried not to sit by him in case lightning would strike.
News Radio WJPF, last week you received a report from the Highway Administration approving a project that has been looked at for a really long time involving I-57. What more can you tell me about this? And with the realization that one of the reasons that we're talking about this is people this time of the morning altogether too familiar with the number of accidents in this area.
Absolutely. When I became mayor in 2010, one of the first things that happened, I went to an IDOT meeting over in Carterville where they talked about their five-year plan, and I was confronted with the I-57 ramp and the bridge we have at the old railroad bridge over south of Kmart. And Scott Williams had been talking to them about modifying those ramps, and he was wanting to put an oasis in there with some sort of structure over the interstate. That's what caused the conversation, because the IDOT was concerned about the structure over the interstate. But the city became involved immediately and tried to work with this plan to see if we looked at it at the beginning from an economic standpoint. It was going to give us an additional exit and some access to some areas. But as we hired engineers and got into the project, we found out we had a very serious safety issue out there. In the study area basically covers I-57. It's about 2.5 miles going just a little bit north of the exit and going south of the exit. It also covered a mile east and west of 149. And from 2007 to 2012, in that area, there was 449 accidents. And we were kind of surprised at that, but I think what really shocked us was in that same area, there were 6 fatalities. And also, there was 121 accidents that resulted in injuries. So we had a safety issue. They talked a lot about that. They talked the fact that a lot of the problem was roadway obstruction as far as vision or deficiencies in the way that the ramps were designed. And so it became more of an issue of safety than economic development.
Will this split diamond interchange is proposed, will that remedy the vision, the obscured, because when I've seen these split diamond interchanges, they're building one, of course, here in front of the station, they built one in Marion, visibility does to be, you see where you're going long before you get there.
Absolutely. If you've ever exited going north to West Frankfort, you pass under a railroad bridge, and immediately you have to turn and exit. And the exit's almost a blind exit. And there was a fatality there I know of that was outside the target area that they researched. But that's a real problem there because it's a real close exit. Also, those ramps aren't designed the way that they should have been. Things have changed back since they built the interstate, and the new safety features require that ramp to have a little bit more of a gradual egress off of this road, and also they'd like for you to be able to see it before you get there.
Right.
And on the other aspect, if you're getting on 57 at West Frankfort, you have to crowd in under that railroad bridge into a two-lane highway. That's a two-lane highway now going south, but it's going to be three. And so that's another issue that we've been talking about with IDOT, is the fact that they're going to try to squeeze in two more lanes underneath that railroad bridge. So it's just become a real issue as far as safety, and we think this is a design that solves those problems. Our engineers worked on it. We spent $230,000 on this report. We worked on it for 4 years, and finally everybody agreed that this is the template that we want to look at. There's 4 options in it that they could do, but we're very happy with the results, and we're happy that the Federal Highway Department gave us an approval on temporary approval. And now, for this to move forward, the next thing in the process will be to do a phase one, like an engineering study, and they'll also do some environmental work there.
And a $1.5 million price tag on that.
Yeah, just on that. I pulled up some numbers from the thing. There's 4 options. Basically, the one option would be to do nothing. Option 2 would be able just to take out the railroad bridge and fix the ramps, and that alone would cost $18 million. But phase 3, which would give us some access on North Road, which is the there's three bridges you look at when you come into West Frankfort. But that would cost $28 million. And the fourth project would be take out the North Road Bridge and exit at the Railroad Bridge, and that would cost somewhere around $21 million to build.
All right, one of these options allows you, or two options, allows you to get some undeveloped area with some access to it.
Absolutely, yes. Option three and option four of the design would be similar to the Marion project where you get off on Morgan Avenue. You would get off south of town on what would be North Road, and it would give us access east and west off that road. That's option three. And option four would be you would get off at the Railroad Bridge and with access east and west. And also there's a connector that goes across that Railroad Bridge from Route 37 south of West Frankfort. You'd connect and you'd be able to go on, it's called the Burlington Route. You drive across that railroad bridge, and you could connect with 149 out by Winery Road.
Well, what I see is when we talk about this undeveloped area, because this is another thing. When I pulled you on the phone this morning, I said you've been a busy guy, and you have, because you know with this West Frankfort Outlet Mall, you've seen some changes on how alcohol is handled in your town. You want to develop access to different areas. A lot of what you've started working on, Tom, over these last few years, and it takes years. This highway project's an excellent example. This has gone on for a long time, and you're going to require a lot of will and discipline on your and other city administrators' part to keep the pressure on to get this done, especially with Illinois problems. But what you've been doing, Tom, is making sure West Frankfort is open for business. West Frankfort Mall, I think you've got, two businesses that I know of moving in?
Yes, we announced last month that we have a winery that's going to a brewery, a microbrewery, and a restaurant are going to locate inside the mall, and they're going to renovate the food court, take in 5,900 square feet of space, and then we're going to have access outside to a beer garden. And then we have a pre-development bought 7/10 of an acre of the front of the area of the mall right there where the interchange, where you come into Factory Outlet Drive, and they're building a Taco Bell there. It's I talked to the engineer last Friday. They hope to begin construction in February and have it done by the middle of April. So we've been very lucky, and we've worked, but it's been a lot of hard work. It's not really luck. It's been effort and sweat. I'm proud of the way that our economic development has occurred. My council's wonderful. We all talk. We have the same motives and ideas. And sometimes we don't always agree, but we always come to a conclusion that we work together better than we do if we have disagreements. So we've been very fortunate out there. We're looking to do some other things out there. It's exciting whenever you start when things start moving in the right direction. It really is.
Right. And this economic development, building your own business, building your own town, increasing your own tax base through governmental intervention and trying to grow that. Now, when I say intervention, not necessarily regulation, intervention, there is a difference. Mayor Tom Jordan, West Frankfort. Mayor Jordan, appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much.